It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
So, you want to be a coach, huh? I believe that anyone in a leadership capacity develops a love bond with the people they're leading. I also believe that it is reciprocal. That's the only way that I can comprehend how athletes are able to do unbelievable things. How else can the turnaround at Bowden be explained? When I came to Mount Zion, I was told it was the armpit of the county. The young men that gave themselves on the football field at Mount Zion, I can assure you, they didn't believe that they were an armpit at all. How does a coach like Coach Peavy, for example, turn around Harrelson County? In short, it's because a coach possesses a rare trait that gets kids to reach beyond the barriers that those kids set for themselves. If you want to destroy that, start treating them like they're nothing more than means to an end for your success. Start importing athletes to take the place of the kids who have been loyal to you. Treat them like they're nothing more than chess pieces on your gigantic chessboard. Do that, and you will lose them. Now, I'm sure that you can point to many times in this area where that happened, and it was true. So, how does a coach keep that from happening? Well, be able to adapt to the athletes that you have. Be loyal to your athletes. Shoot straight with them. In short, treat them like they were your sons and daughters. Please continue to pray for Mitch Gray. Thank you so much for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.